Meanwhile,
congratulations on buying the executive version of this record. You have chosen wisely, and we value your discerning taste in deciding to pay the few extra pence for a product of real quality. Everything on this record has been designed to meet the exacting standards which you have naturally come to expect. The record itself is made from the very finest Colombian extruded polyvinyl. The center hole has been created to fit exactly onto your spindle with all the precision of finest Swiss craftsmanship. The audio content has been quality graded to give you the finest in listening pleasure. There is little or no offensive material apart from four cunts, one clitoris, and a foreskin. And as they only occur in this opening introduction, you're past them now. You can relax and enjoy this quality product, secure in the knowledge that it has been specially created for the lover of fine things and the man of good taste. Oh, sorry. You can edit that out, can't you?
And good hello. Welcome to another exciting edition of Mid-Valley Mutations? What's going on? Oh, that's right. This is supposed to be Stop Hitting Yourself, but, rather than making up something elaborate or whatever, I'll just say that, Space Brother could not be here, this week, unfortunately. But I think, everything's, gonna be, okay and back to normal next week, So I thought I'd just kind of slide in here for an hour and play a bunch of records in the style of, hopefully, the kind of show that Space Brother would appreciate. And I see that we have a few excellent folks in the chat today. Scott67, Otis, and Mr. X. Hello, hello. Thank you for joining us this week. And this one's just kind of like ease on through for the next hour, setting you up for Dime Store Radio Theater. 2 hours of old-time radio fun and excitement with stories and pulp goodness and whatnot. Mr. Fab just joined us. Hello, hello. Yeah, I think you'll kind of get the hang of what this one's all about as we unwind. So maybe I should just kind of let the vibes start to get better and better. This is a Mid-Valley Mutations guest spot show, as they say. And let's get into it.
Thank you for purchasing the executive version.
Mutations.
Just like real entertainment, just more costly.
You don't have to be no fish to tell when you're floundering. What a
anything you like. I ain't no doctor, but I know that I'm losing my patience. What am I? Some kind of judge or lawyer? Maybe not, but I know what law suits me. So what am I? I ain't no physicist, but I know what matters. What am I? I'm Papa.
And I am what I am, what I am, and I am what I am, and that's all that I am, cause I am what I am. You got it?
I think so, yes.
And I've got a lot of muscle, and I only got one eye, and I never hurt nobody's, and I'll never tell a lie. Top to me bottoms, from the bottoms to me top. That's the way it is, till the days that I drop.
I am what I am.
Wondered about myself, to be or not to be, who asking? I can open up an ocean, I can take a lot of sail, I can lose a lot of waters, and I'll never have to bail. The coast of Madagascar, grab the whale by the tail. What am I?
Now we were 40 miles from Buffalo, forget it, I never shall. What a horrible time we had one night on the Erie Canal. We was plumb full up of barley, I was chock full up of rye. And the captain, he looked down on me with a goddamn wicked eye, a goddamn wicked eye. And the Erie was rising and the gin was getting low. I scarcely think we'll get a drink till we get to Buffalo, get to Buffalo. Now the cook, she was a daisy with lots of love to spare. A bosom like a boxcar is enough for all to share. She had a blazing bright red nose and a bright red blazing dress. So we heisted her up to the top of the mast as a signal of distress. Signal of distress. And here I was rising and the gin was getting low. I scarcely think we'll get a drink till we get to Buffalo. Get to Buffalo. Well, by Syracuse, we spied some ladies running from the storm. We took them all right into bed, and there we kept them warm. And when we staggered back on deck, the captain lost his mind. We missed the dock at Buffalo, we'd left them miles behind. Left them miles behind. And there I was rising, and the gin was getting low. I scarcely think we'll get a drink till we get to Buffalo. Get to Buffalo. Well, by the time we got to Buffalo, the high knew he was dead. The pilot broke his lousy leg, so he shot him through the head. The girls are all a police gazette, the captain, he's in jail. An only living son of a bitch is left to tell the tale, left to tell the tale. How the Erie was rising and the gin was getting low. I scarcely think we'll get a drink till we get to Buffalo. Get to Buffalo, get to Buffalo.
Like, take a look at the news. First of all, the headlines. 21 killed in 21 gun salute. Off-duty policeman shot by on-duty criminal. And a man with a power saw has been hit by a fallen tree. Police fired over the heads of rioters today. However, they killed 200 people living on the second floor. A physician in Florida claims that he is treating a 107-year-old woman who is pregnant. He claims that because of her advanced age, she will have a grown-up. A man has barricaded himself inside of his house. However, he is not armed, and no one is paying any attention to him. A Milwaukee man has been arrested for attempting to use food stamps to mail a watermelon. The Food and Drug Administration has announced that saliva causes stomach cancer. However, only when swallowed in small amounts over a long period of time. Here are the results of the latest Gallup poll. It seems that 48% of the people were not home. 32% of the people made believe they weren't home. And 20% of the people have no front door. Seventy-one people suffered numerous gunshot wounds in the feet today as two armed midgets ran amok in a downtown bar. Patrons of the tavern claim that the two entered riding horseyback, and the trouble started when the one on the bottom began to get drunk. In addition to the foot wounds, extensive damage to the baseboards and electrical outlets was also reported. Out at the lake in City Park today, police arrested a one-armed man who was bothering the other boaters by continuously rowing in a circle. Exploded on a busy downtown street corner. No one was killed, however, 20 people were overcome by fur. Police also estimate that somewhere between 100 and 150 fleas also lost their lives in the blast. To kind of wind up the news tonight, a team of medical scientists announced today that they have discovered a cure for apathy. However, they claim no one has shown the slightest bit of interest in it. So.
The announcement to which you are now listening is available only on the executive version of this record and is not available on any other version.
And welcome back to another exciting edition of Mid-Valley Mutations, filling in for Space Brother and Stop Hitting Yourself, a show that usually I'm quite enjoying during this hour, because it's kind of a mixture of odd records, novelty records, the kind of records that you find kind of at the back end of the record collection that don't really fit in the A to Z section. And then they're not really like a comp, or they're not really like a soundtrack, or you know what I mean. But I mean, they fit in perfectly on this kind of show. And yeah, this is one of those situations where I had this pile of records kind of sitting around from leftovers from a different project. And then I just kind of started looking at them and I was like, you know, there's something in here. So yeah, that's where we're at. Hanging out in the chat here, Sheena's Jungle Room, a good place to hang if you've got some spare time and you want to listen to some music and talk to some other enthusiastic people. Like David in London. Thank you so much for tuning in. Yeah, I guess my show is at an inconvenient time for David normally, because I think that's normally when David's about to go to bed. But a little bit earlier on a Monday works out just fine. So nice to see you in the chat, David. As I mentioned elsewhere, please check out Dayona's release from 2019, one of my favorite records of 2019. Anyway, we're running out of time here, so let's get back into it. This is the executive version, an all-vinyl episode, as I like to say, a vinyl solution. And it sounds a little bit like this.
Thank you for purchasing the executive version.
Mutations.
Just like real entertainment, just more costly.
Why do people send me large and extra large t-shirts? What happened to medium and small t-shirts? Why do girls have spikes on their tongue? Marsha Brady never had one. She's Godhead. I hate the 90s. What happened to tube tops? No girl I know can pass the pencil test. Tattoos, body piercings, the whole world has lost its head. Lost its head. Tattoo removal is the new way. Let's open up tattoo removal parlors across the land. I hate the 90s. Brian Wilson speaks for Dennis. Tattoos and body piercing is the new menace. S&M doesn't stand for Sonic Youth or the Monkees. All the cute girls in the 90s are all junkies. I hate the 90s. The only good thing was the fall of the Berlin Wall and Star 69. Why the internet? It's a great new invention called the telephone. Hello? Join Rodney's army. I can't do it alone. Spread my message all over the phone. I hate the 90s. Everyone's clueless about the 90s. You go into clubs. You can't stand here. You can't stand there. Let alone being body searched. I don't want no man to touch my body. I hate the 90s. Stars of news getting more than 15 minutes of fame. Sally, Jesse, Geraldo, and Donahue rule the hard copy of television. They make young girls cry. They do. I hate the 90s. I'd rather look at Kate Moss's mole than a piercing with a hole. We owe all this to Artella. He started butchering hair back in the 80s. I hate perms. Marsha Clark then, Marsha Clark now. Case closed. I hate the 90s. I hate the 90s. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I hate the 90s! You know, it really sucks. It really does. I hate the 90s. Man! Man! I hate the 90s! Get me to the year 2000 at once! I hate the 90s!
maniac who finds a Cub Scout troop, and he hacks up two or three in every scene. Please don't reveal the secret ending to your friends. Don't spoil the big surprise. You won't believe your eyes when you see Nature Trail to Hell. Bloody hatchet coming right at you. No, you'll never see hideous effects like these again till we bring you Nature Trail to Hell Part 2. So bring the kids along, it's good, clean family fun. What have you got to lose? If you like the 6 o'clock news, then you'll love Nature Trail to Hell.
Yo, the pretzel! Come on, baby! Shake it off! You can twist it, you can chicken, you can slop it, you can soak, you can also break your leg. Bend your back and touch your toes. Slip your hand under your knee. Left foot high, turn about. Let's do the pretzel. Come on, honey, let's do the pretzel. That's it, baby, I'm moving right. Pretzel.
After the turn of the century, in the clear blue skies over Germany, came a roar and a thunder men had never heard, like the screaming sound of a big war bird. Up in the sky, a man in a plane, Baron von Richthofen was his name. Amen tried, and amen died, now they're buried together on the countryside. 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 or more, the bloody red baron was rolling up the storm. Amen died, trying to end that spree of the bloody red baron of Germany. In the nick of time, a hero arose, a funny looking dog with a big black nose. He flew into the sky to secret vent, but the baron shot him down as his wilder death. 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 or more, the bloody red baron was rolling up the storm. Amen died trying to end that spree of the bloody red baron of Germany. Now Snoopy had sworn that he'd get that man, so he asked the great pumpkin for a new battle plan. He challenged the Germans to a real dog fight, while the baron was laughing, he got him in his sight. Fired once and it fired twice, and that bloody red bear went spinning out of sight.
This is side two. If you want to play the record from the beginning, please turn over. Do not play this side if you want side one. This is side two.
We would like to apologize to purchasers of the executive version of this record for the peremptory nature of that announcement. The brusque tone was intended for buyers of the cheaper version. The story of the film so far. Doug and Bob are metropolitan policemen with a difference. Doug likes nothing more than slipping into little cocktail frocks while Bob bouffons his hair for a night on duty. Still, as they aren't in this film, we won't give their last names. The real story of the film so far. Plucky Reginald Vass Deferens is a nuclear scientist in love with mafia boss Enrico Marx, who is himself married to Conchita Macbeth, a lively belly dancer at a Belgian disco, whose manager, burly Ivan Crabb, has a naked daughter, Janice, engaged to J.J. Spim, a New York private detective, employed by elegant Laura Herron to trace the missing million-pound B-Day that Hitler gave to Eva Braun as a bar mitzvah present during a state visit to Crufts, and which remained hidden until a World Cup referee, Horst Jenkinson, was found hanged in a New Jersey tenement with the plans of a Russian secret weapon partially tattooed on his elbow. In Brisbane, the Brain brothers, Nicky and Vance, torture a Mayfair chocologist who reveals to Dora Brain in a tender and emotional death scene that his hair is not his own. Meanwhile, the Kent Touring Eleven have trapped Husky Matilda Tritt on a sticky near Hastings, and she reveals all before enforcing the follow-on. Peter Nieserwand and Cyril Garfunkel arrive just in time with the Welsh police and the Halley Orchestra and proceed to sing a love song which allows Dr. Indira McNaughton just enough time to cross the Alps into Geneva, where he meets Con Rapp, a kung fu fanatic and cat lover, who frivolously shoots him, but not before introducing him to lively, intelligent Norwegian widow Lanny Crimpt, who shows him her inner thighs, where he finds the address of a good French restaurant and unexpectedly meets Gabriello Machismo, an ex-Korean plastic surgeon whose frankly blonde assistant Sally Lesbit is now the half-brother of a distant cousin of Rafe Born Ding Ding A Dong, the Eurovision song, and owner of the million-pound B-Day given by Hitler to Eva Braun as a bar mitzvah present during a state visit to Crufts, and which remained hidden, etc., etc., etc. This they now do. Meanwhile, Harold and Victor Medway III discover a newfound love for each other in a flashback near Devon, where they meet up with Doug and Bob, the metropolitan policemen who surprisingly turn out to be in this film after all, who kill everyone and live happily ever after.
Welcome to a bonus edition. Oh, don't want to get into the red there. Sorry, a bonus edition of Mid-Valley Mutations here on Sheena's Jungle Room. Having a good time playing a lot of strange records that all sort of wound up in the same pile somehow. Left over from various things and whatnot. And I just, you know, it felt like there was a show in there somewhere. And I had to cover for Space Brother and all that, too, so there's that. Which, you know, speaking of, you know, I was initially not going to do that, but, you know, this week is a kind of an anniversary for me, as they say. This is my 24th year in radio, doing various different programs ever since I wandered into the KWVA studios in 1998 and started DJing one night, really late at night. And no one really has seemed to be able to shoo me away or turn me out or put one of those raid bug bombs in there and say, oh, sorry, you can't go in. And they just keep letting me do this, so here I am. And so I'm kind of extending my usual stuff here and there. So get an extra little vinyl solution show here, kind of squeezed in before our Dime Store Radio Theater. And then tomorrow on the regular edition of Mid-Valley Mutations, starting at 9 p.m. Eastern, as they say, 6 p.m. Pacific time. We are going to be, since I kind of can do whatever I want, it's my anniversary, right? So I'm going to play a conversation that I had with the creators of Max Headroom, one of my favorite TV programs. And we're going to hear that in hour one, and then in hour two, we're going to hear music inspired by Max Headroom. And the reason being is that this week is basically the 37th anniversary of Max Headroom and the 35th anniversary of the U.S. incarnation of Max Headroom. They broadcast roughly between March 31st and the beginning of June in that time span. And so this time of year, I always think about Max. We'll be hearing a little bit of that conversation, kind of behind the scenes stories. This reunion is the first time that they have been together since, I think, 1999? And then before that, when they were making the show. So lots of fun stories to tell. They're all extremely fun personalities. So at least tune in for that. And then, music video talk, and then music from music videos in hour two. That's going to be how I celebrate my 24th. We got Dime Store Radio Theater coming up here in a few minutes, which I should probably finish this show so we can get to that. Oh, yeah. Maybe there'll be some more shenanigans here and there. Maybe I'll rerun some other anniversary stuff. Or maybe I'll just do whatever I want. But in the meantime, let's get back to the records. It's a vinyl solution here, the executive edition on Sheena's Jungle Room. We're having a lot of fun, and we're hanging out in the chat, too. If you're listening to this live and you're not in the chat, join us, wfmu.org/Sheena. We hang out, we chat, we tell stories. It's a lot of fun. I think you'd dig it. At least you dig it as much as this Perez Prado record, which I adore. I should probably make a copy of it because I've been playing it so much that I think it's got new skips that it didn't have when I bought it. So maybe time to lay off the Prado, but I love it so much. Anyway, let's get back to it. It's Mid-Valley Mutations, and sometimes it sounds like this.
Thank you for purchasing the executive version.
Mutations.
Just like real entertainment, just more costly.
Thank you. For my first encore, I'd like to turn to a type of song. The type of song that people like myself find ourselves subjected to with increasing frequency as time goes on, and that is the college alma mater. You find yourself at a reunion of old grads and old undergrads, and somebody will start croaking out one of these things, and everyone will gradually join in, each in his own key, of course, until the place is just soggy with nostalgia. Well, a typical such song might be called bright college days and might go like this. Bright college days, oh carefree days that fly, to thee we sing with our glasses raised on high. Let's drink a toast as each of us recalls ivy-covered professors in ivy-covered halls. Turn on the spigot, pour the beer and swig it, and Gaudiamus get a tour. Here's to parties we tossed, to the games that we lost, we shall claim that we won them someday. To the girls young and sweet, to the spacious back seat of our roommate's beat-up Chevrolet. To the beer and Benzedrine, to the way that the dean tried so hard to be pals with us all. To excuses we fibbed, to the papers we cribbed, from the genius who lived down the hall. To the tables down at Maury's, wherever that may be. Let us drink a toast to all we love the best. We will sleep through all the lectures and cheat on the exams, and we'll pass and be forgotten with the rest. Soon we'll be out amid the cold world's strife. Soon we'll be sliding down the razor blade of life. Ready? But as we go our sordid separate ways, we shall ne'er forget thee, thou golden college days. Hearts full of youth, hearts full of truth, six parts gin to one part vermouth.
How much is that doggy in the window? The one with the wackily tail. How much is that doggy in the window? I do hope that doggy's for sale. I must take a trip to California and leave my poor sweetheart alone. If he has a dog, he won't be lonesome, and the doggy will have a good home. How much is that doggy in the window? The one with the waggly tail. How much is that doggy in the window? I do hope that doggy's for sale. I read in the papers there are robbers with flashlights that shine in the dark. My love needs a doggy to protect him and scare them away with one bar. I don't want a bunny or a kitty. I don't want a parrot that talks. I don't want a bowl of little fishies. He can't take a goldfish for a walk. How much is that doggy in the window? The one with the waggly tail. How much is that doggy in the window? I do hope that doggy's for sale.
Beep, 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 beep beep, beep, beep. While riding in my Cadillac, what to my surprise, a little Nash Rambler was following me about one third my size. The guy must have wanted to pass me out as he kept on tooting his horn. I'll show him that a Cadillac is not a car to scorn. Beep, 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 beep. His horn went beep, beep, beep. I pushed my foot down to the floor to give the guy the shake, but the little Nash Rambler stayed right behind. He still had on his brake. He must have thought his car had more guts as he kept on tooting his horn. I'll show him that a Cadillac is not a car to scorn. Beep, 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 beep. His horn went beep, beep, beep. My car went into passing gear and we took off with gusto. Soon we were doing 90, must have left him in the dust. When I peeked in the mirror of my car, I couldn't believe my eyes. The little Nash Rambler was right behind. I think that guy could fly. Beep, 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 beep. His horn went beep, beep, beep. Now we're doing 110. This certainly was a race. For a Rambler to pass a caddy would be a big disgrace. The guy must have wanted to pass beyond. He's kept on tooting his horn. I'll show him that a Cadillac is not a car to scorn. Beep, 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 beep. His horn went beep, beep, beep. Now we're doing 120 as fast as I could go. The Rambler pulled alongside of me as if we're going slow. The fella rolled down his window and yelled for me to hear. Hey buddy, how can I get this car out of second?
You gotta love that voodoo suite. Actually, I made it a rule that anytime I see a Perez Prado record in a thrift store, I just buy it. Because inevitably, either I don't have it, or if it is a duplicate, which seems to be incredibly rare these days, then I can just give it to somebody, because who doesn't need a good Perez Prado record in their life? That's how I was beforehand when I didn't have any. I was like, man, my life seems a little incomplete somehow, but I just can't put my finger on it. The kind of thing that you would occasionally say out loud in the olden days. This has been a kind of substitute version of Mid-Valley Mutations covering for Stop Hitting Yourself, a program that I quite enjoy. Stop hitting yourself, but unfortunately it couldn't be here this week. So instead we're doing something a little different. And stick around if you're listening, because for the next 2 hours we're going to be giving you Dime Store Radio Theater, one of those programs that offers you old-fashioned mid-century style audio dramas delivered in the 21st century. If you can believe it, it's a strange mishmash of time and whatnot. And I want to thank everybody who's been hanging out in the chat. Philippe, Hyperdose, Mr. X, Mr. Fab, Otis, all y'all, Scott67. You just really, you make doing this show a lot of fun. As I mentioned before, stay tuned for Dime Store Radio. And then tomorrow, our regular actual program for a time slot for Mid Valley Mutations, where we're going to play some. It's going to be a Max Headroom birthday party, basically. We're going to have some fun. And I'm going to be joined by my good friend Heather from the Sound of Tomorrow radio program. And also my co-host on the Max Headroom podcast that I host. A lot of fun there. Okay, what else do we have here? Oh yeah, I didn't really do any reading back of the tunes here, but I think unfortunately a lot of these are fairly well known, quote unquote. I don't think I had to really say too much, I guess is what I mean. The records speak for themselves. That's the best way of putting it. Yeah, help me continue celebrating my 24th year in radio, which begins April 15th. That was the original date of my first broadcast. It was a lot of fun getting into radio. It has been a continued joy throughout my life. I meet cool people this way. I meet fun people this way. I hear interesting music this way. Some of my best memories are sitting around listening to the radio. So why not continue to make it? Yeah, here's to the next 24 years in radio. Hopefully they're as exciting as these first 24 have been. And let's close up shop here in a moment. It's Mid Valley Mutations on Sheena's Jungle Room, doing a little bit of the executive version for you. And now it's time to go beyond the fringe. You guys are wonderful. You guys are beautiful. And without you, there would be no show. Be seeing you.
How will it be, this end of which you have spoken, Brother M.A.?
Aye, how will it be?
Well, it will be as 'twere a mighty rending in the sky, you see, and the mountains will sink and the valleys shall rise, and great shall be the tumult thereof, I should think.
Will the veil of the temple be rent in twain?
Well, the veil of the temple's always rather dodgy. Oh. But it should be rent asunder about 2 minutes before we see the sign of the manifest flying whatnots up in the sky.
And will there be a mighty wind then?
Certainly there will be a mighty wind, if the word of God is anything to go by.
And will this wind be so mighty as to lay low the mountains of the earth?
I can't hear a blind word you say. You're speaking too softly for the human ear, which is what I'm equipped with, so you'll have to speak a bit louder, I think.
About this?
No better, is it? I ask you to speak louder, you speak softer. A strange reaction from a follower. Or perhaps I'm very old-fashioned. Perhaps I'm very old-fashioned, expecting you to speak louder.
Yes, you are.
Day to the end of the world.
Will this wind?
We've heard that bit. We've all heard will this wind. We've heard will this wind enough, thank you. You don't want to hear will this wind again. Will this wind what is what we want to know. What will this wind? Don't say will this wind again. That'd be a most tedious experience. What will this wind?
Will this wind be so mighty?
Be so mighty?
As to lay low.
As to lay low.
The mountains.
The mountains.
Of the earth.
The what?
Earth.
Earth, yes. Will this wind be so mighty as to lay low the mountains of the earth? No. not be quite as much as that. That is why we've come up on the mountain, you stupid nit, to be safe. Up here we shall be safe. Safe as houses.
But what happened to the houses?
Oh, well, naturally the houses will all be swept away and consumed by the fire what is dancing on the firmament. 7 nights, I don't
know. All right, then, when will it be, this end of which you have spoken?
When?
In about 30 seconds' time, according to the very ancient pyramidic scrolls and the Ingersoll watch.
Suppose we'd better compose ourselves.
Yes, prepare for the end of the world. 15 seconds.
Have you got the picnic basket?
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Now is the end, perish the world.
It was GMT, wasn't it? Well, it's not quite the conflagration we'd been banking on. Never mind, lads. Same time tomorrow. We must get a winner one day.
Guy, new tastings.